Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you've joined me this morning. We're going to continue our theme of the New Testament gift of prophecy. I trust you're enjoying these episodes, and I hope you'll share them with your friends. And today, we're going to talk about four biblical words that describe the New Testament gift of prophecy. And these words are found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Before we go there, though, I'd like to just tell you another incredible experience my wife Susan and I had with the gift of prophecy. Many years ago, it's been probably about 20 years ago, we moved into a new house. It was new to us. It wasn't brand new, but it was new to us in Euless, Texas. And we happened to notice our next door neighbor. She was a woman. At that time, she was in her 50s, but we just noticed that she was a rough, tough looking individual. And she always had a cigarette dangling from her mouth. And one day, probably we'd been there a couple of weeks, and finally we had reason for our paths to cross. And so we introduced ourselves. I stuck out my hand, shook her hand. I said, "My name is Eddie," and Sue shook and said, "My name is Sue." And she said, she shakes her hand, and she's got a cigarette dangling from her mouth. And she says, "My name is Adele. I'm a backslidden pastor from Brooklyn, New York." Now, what do you think of that for an introduction? "My name's Adele. I'm a backslidden pastor from Brooklyn, New York." Well, I knew I'd been in the ministry many years, and I knew this woman obviously had been through a terrible ordeal. And so there was no need of trying to give some kind of glib little witness to her or give her a tract. No, there is something deep there, and only God can bring her out and through it. So we continued to be friendly. If we saw her, we'd wave at her, but we had no more conversation with her for probably a couple of weeks. One day we were backing out of our driveway. Sue was in the driver's seat. I was on the passenger side, and Adele was over working in her yard with the cigarette, as it always was, dangling from her mouth. And all of a sudden, my wife, Susan, who is very sensitive to the Holy Spirit, she had this deep compassion that began flowing out towards this woman who was working in her yard. And it was so deep. She wasn't sure what to do with it, but she stopped and sat there with this deep love and compassion flowing out towards Adele. And finally, she rolled down her window and called her name, "Adele." Adele came walking up to the window. And what happened now was spontaneous. We had no idea this was going to happen. But you see, God wanted to reach out and touch this woman's life. And she walked up to the window, and when she got to the window, Sue broke forth speaking in tongues to her. I'm sitting on the other side in the passenger seat, and I have the interpretation, which is a prophetic word for this woman. I still remember I wanted to look her in the face. And so I leaned across Sue, and I leaned across the seat and across Sue, and I looked her into the face, and I said to her, I said, "Adele, God is saying to you, my daughter, you are precious in my sight." Well, she burst into tears and burst out praying in tongues. And we had a little revival right there in our driveway. Wow. Well, God knit our hearts together. She came over to our place and she told us about how she had grown up in a Catholic mafia family in Brooklyn, New York, and how she had come, had a real powerful encounter with the Lord, and had come to Jesus and felt called to the ministry and had opened up a storefront outreach in Brooklyn, New York. But she had just run into so much kind of opposition and even from the church, and because she was a woman and thought she was a pastor and so much, that finally she never turned away from Jesus, but she turned away from the church, but not from Jesus. And you see, God used us. God used the gift of prophecy to affirm her, to let her know that God still loved her. "My daughter, you are precious in my sight." That's been over 20 years ago. We are still fast friends today. We have had meetings together where God has moved so powerfully. And Sue and I, we would trust Adele with our lives. She's a typical Brooklyn, New Yorker, just very upfront in your face, but a heart of gold. And you know, so that is an example how God used a gift of prophecy all to touch someone's life and to turn them around and reassure them of God's love and of his acceptance. Oh, how we need to let God use us in this wonderful New Testament gift of prophecy. Not try to use God, but let God use us. See, too many people today, too many charismatics try to use God. They try to use gifts of the Spirit. They try to use the gift of prophecy. No, you cannot use the gift of prophecy. When people start trying to use the gift of prophecy, they will bring forth erroneous. They will bring forth false and erroneous prophecies. No, because the gifts of the Holy Spirit, they come forth as the Spirit wills. They are spontaneous manifestations of the Spirit. Sue and I did not plan that thing with Adele. We could never have planned or strategized that. Only God knew how to reach her heart, and only God could bring that forth. And I'm just so thankful and happy that he found in us two willing and available vessels that he could manifest the gift of tongues and interpretation, which according to 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and 5 is the same, is equal to the gift of prophecy. And so one of the things, that's one of the words that describes prophecy in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 7, it is called, the Greek word is phanerosis, for the manifestation of the Spirit. I've got my Bible right here, 1 Corinthians 12, 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. The manifestation of the Spirit. And that word manifestation is the Greek word phanerosis. And it literally means a shining forth. Wow, a shining forth. And it refers to something that has been hidden being brought out into the open. The Holy Spirit is invisible. But when he manifests one of these gifts, and we're talking about prophecy, when he manifests the gift of prophecy, something hidden comes out into the open. Wow. Now, the use of phanerosis highlights the fact that these gifts, including the gift of prophecy, they reside in the Holy Spirit, not in the person. The person is not given, you or I, we're not given the gift of prophecy. We will be used in the gift of prophecy. But the gift resides in the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit manifests these gifts at his initiative. And so they are manifested by the Spirit, not the individual. If you are a child of God with the Holy Spirit dwelling in you, all these gifts are available to you, for they reside in the Holy Spirit who is in you. By using this word, Paul highlights again that these are things, these gifts are things that proceed from the Spirit. We cannot push a button and make them work. They are manifestations of the Spirit and are brought forth as he will. Wow, what a powerful insight and understanding into the New Testament gift of prophecy. It is not given to the person. It is not a gift given to that resides in the person. It resides in the Holy Spirit. And God gives us the Holy Spirit. So all the gifts of the Holy Spirit are residing in the Holy Spirit who is in us. And he can manifest any one of these gifts at his discretion, at his choosing, anytime he may choose. Our part is to be a willing, available, and sensitive vessel that he can manifest the New Testament gift of prophecy through us. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. If you want to read, know more about this, check out my book on Amazon and at my website. It's called Prophets and Prophecy by Eddie Hyatt. Available on Amazon and my website at eddiehyatt.com. You can also, if you'd like, friend me on Facebook, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Awakening Podcast, and we will probably continue on the New Testament gift of prophecy, because in a sense, we've just scratched the surface. God bless you. If you'd like to contact me personally, my email is DrEddieHyatt@gmail.com. Well, just go to my website. My email address is there. You can just click on it there, EddieHyatt.com, and I will see you next time.